committee to order. Let the record reflect, the time is 1 p.m. Today is Friday, April 3rd, 2009. And we have Representative Gutenberg, Olson, Tuck, Kawasaki, Seaton, Wilson, and Chair Newman. We do have a quorum present. Today, we're going to be hearing from some more individuals who were put forward by the administration to be members of the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game. Again, we're going to give each individual the opportunity to introduce themselves to the committee, followed by the opportunity for committee members to ask questions. And then there is some people who would like to offer some public testimony today, so we're going to give those wishing to do that 2 minutes to provide public testimony and encourage them to send in any written testimony that they also may have. And just an FYI for committee members today, we do have some members from the Board of Game here, if they're the executive director, if we have questions on processes and stuff like that. It was very nice of them to be here for us in case we have questions that they can help us out with. We're going to start out with Mr. Johnstone. Mr. Johnstone, by then Cliff Judkins, Mr. Sagar Albaugh, or Ms. Sagar Albaugh, and Mr. Hoffman. Mr. Johnstone?
I believe I hear you. If this is Representative Newman, you're breaking up, and I can barely hear you, and I didn't hear but about 5% of your early remarks.
Well, Mr. Johnstone, the most of that, I think, was for the on behalf of the committee, so I think we're okay there. Can you hear me okay now?
I hear you okay now.
Okay. Mr. Johnstone, could you please introduce yourself to the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Carl Johnstone. I'm a 65-year-old man who has lived in Anchorage since March of 1967. I came up fresh out of law school, and it wasn't long before I started getting the benefits that the state of Alaska offered so many young people during that time and still does today. Practiced law for a while. Applied for the bench, and Governor Hammond appointed me to a Superior Court slot in 1979, where I served until 1997. Since then, I've been lightly engaged in arbitration, mediation, and as a lawyer. I have always been intensely interested in the fish and game resources, and I have benefited from them from almost the day I hit the state. I've been given a lot from the state, and I've taken a lot from the state, and when the position on the Fish Board came up this last November, I decided it was time for me to give something back. I am married. I'm married to a lady by the name of Valerie Van Brocklin. She's a former assistant U.S. attorney for the state of Alaska and a former state prosecutor. I have four daughters from an earlier marriage. They're spread around the country, one of which is a special ed teacher in Anchorage. I still do quite a bit of recreational hunting and fishing, play a little golf, do a little writing, and I'm spending quite a bit more time than I expected on the fish and game resource, fish resource particularly, since I was appointed in early December. I've attended four board meetings, one a telephonic meeting, three others, one each in Petersburg, Sitka, and Anchorage, and have found the job to be very challenging and very time-consuming and very interesting. I like it, and I'm very pleased that the governor reappointed me. I'm looking forward to doing the best job I can. I hope that helps. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I just want to clarify, you just brought up the point that you were reappointed. You were appointed midterm, halfway into a 3.5-year term, so you've just, today's confirmation hearing is to make sure that we have clarification on your confirmation for the year and a half that you're working, that you're serving now, and for the next 3-year term, correct?
I believe that's true, Mr. Chairman. I was appointed for the remainder of a term that expires June 30th, so just approximately about 7 months was remaining on that term, and then I just recently got word a couple days ago that the governor reappointed me for a full three-year term.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the committee for Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Johnstone, I'd ask the other people that we've interviewed if they could list one or two issues that they dealt with. You've been there for a year and a half. Is there any particular issues that you dealt with that come to mind that you think are of particular interest to the committee, and how'd you deal with them?
Well, I've actually been a board member for about 3 months now, a little over 3 months, but it's been pretty intense 3 months. It seems like a year and a half. The issues that have come before me have been, in some cases, not surprising. In other cases, new to me. Some of the important issues have always centered around allocation and also conservation issues. Some of the issues I find interesting are issues involving subsistence questions concerning the herring resource, sacral herring resource, and I found some of the ground fish issues on the Aleutian Chain to be quite interesting because they were new to me. But the allocation issues and the conservation issues are the ones that I seem to find most interesting and focus on. They've all been interesting. It'd be very difficult for me to pick any particular one out to tell you that it's been more important than the others, but because they're all important in my opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Johnstone. We do have a question from Representative Gutenberg and then Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Johnson, thank you for stepping forward to serve after you've been on at least a partial term. You know what the time commitment is and the diverse nature of the issues that you have. I'm from the interior, and I have many ways a different outlook on how things are handled and, you know, whether it's called allocation or otherwise. But how do you balance those issues between allocations between between commercial fishing, personal use fishing, what part of subsistence or sport fishing? I mean, what's your perspective on the whole world of who gets to use what?
Well, that's a very good question, Representative. Fortunately, that we're blessed in this state of having an enormous resource, and we have a constitution that tells the people who manage the resource how to essentially manage it. It's supposed to be managed for the benefit of everybody, as we all know, and it's supposed to be managed on the basis of sustained yield. And I think the board has been, and the managers, the department has been very good at that. I think probably anybody looking at how this is managed would say Alaska is a good model. You're not going to ever be able to please all the people who benefit from the resource. We know where subsistence plays. It has a priority, a preference, and if there's not enough to go around, it gets its share first, and that's the way it should be, in my opinion. But in allocating between users, we have some guideline policies that we get to use, and they've been set forth in regulation and by statute and also by Supreme Court decision. And it tells us some factors to consider, the history of these user groups, the personal, sport, commercial fisheries, the type of people, how long they've lived there, the number of participants, how important it is to them to be able to harvest this resource, and also for personal and family consumption, and also for recreational opportunities. And then we have the issue of the economics of it, how important it is economically to them individually and to their area, region, and the state. And and to help us do this, we have advisory committees that have been formed around the state that live in these areas that these user groups live in. They help us a lot. We get input from the public, and we have a lot of hard-working, dedicated people working for the Department of Fish and Game that assist us as well as our board support section. So each case is based on the facts of that case. My intent has always been and will be to use all the information I can get and balance it the best way I can and make the fairest and most impartial decision I can using these guidelines and using whatever statutory requirements we have. I hope that kind of answers your question. It's a fairly general question, and it's a kind of a general answer.
Well, if I may, Mr. Chair, just follow up. Let me get a little bit more specific. I've been a chit and a dip netter for over 35 years. A lot of those years I didn't dip net at all, but from this time I started to today, over about 35 years, I used to be able to get two king salmon. Now I can only get one. And that's been a fight down in the Board of Fisheries for years over of what that allocation's been. You know, who gets the salmon, whether it shows up on the plate or on the buyer's scale. So how do you balance that between a personal use fishery, which is different than a sport fishing, and what I'm able to harvest for myself over the year versus a commercial fisherman?
Well, it's important to you as an individual to be able to harvest those Chinook. I know that. And it's important for a commercial fisherman to be able to harvest his Chinook as well, because he's going to sell it and it's going to be used hopefully by some Alaska resident, if not by some people in the lower 48, and he's going to be able to pay his bills. It's a balancing act. The personal use is not entitled to, in from my knowledge, to any more of a priority than the commercial fishery use is. Everybody has a dog in this fight, and it seems to me that there's enough of the resource to go around that at this time we can make a balancing act where everybody gets a fair share of it. And now whatever a fair share is, I don't know. To you, it may require two kings. To somebody else, one may be enough. To the commercial fisherman, he's probably never going to get enough in his mind. And when you're talking about Chinook fish, none of us are going to get enough if we don't do something about the resource. We need to manage that Chinook resource probably a little better because the stocks are in decline for a number of reasons. But I think we're all concerned about the Chinook. I don't know if that answers your question. I don't know how else to answer your question other than to tell you I know it's important to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for committee members' behalf, there was just some information that we just received that dealt with this. It's not in your packet, so that's why it was just distributed now. It was the first time we've got it. So make sure everybody's got all the information that we've got. Any other questions? We had Representative Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr.
He probably
Chairman.
Has a dip netting, too.
I am a dip netter, actually, and I haven't been fishing quite as long as my senior member from Fairbanks. But, you know, I share sort of the same concerns that the member from Fairbanks, my colleague, also mentioned. And I remember a time in the early 90s where, you know, we had to go pick up the fish tag reply forms from the fishing game office there, right, either in Glen Allen or in Chittenah. We used to be able to, and we had to punch out the number of fish that we got and the days that we got them, and we actually were allocated five for that fishery back in the day. And I don't remember exactly the transition or when that stopped, but it's a concern for this upriver user that the upriver users often get slighted. And I appreciate you, Mr. John Stone, for coming before us. I actually heard you in fisheries before and didn't really have much of an objection coming through. It sounds like you know, you're well balanced, you understand some of the issues, but yesterday the governor appointed another member to the fisheries board, we'll just say, just for the sake of argument, another person who's well versed in commercial fishing like yourself. I'm reading through the statutes on the boards and fish and game, and that the appointment shall be made without regard to geographic location of residence. And I can certainly understand that. But some of my concern has to do with the previous member, previous speaker, my colleague from Fairbanks, who had concerns that currently there's not one member of the board. Or won't be if all the confirmations are approved, not one member who lives north of Wasilla. There's at least a concern on my part that maybe members of that board won't understand the fisheries issues, especially for the interior and northern region fisheries. Our previous member of the board was, there was a Fairbanks member on the board who's now, who's termed out. And so it is just with a little concern that I just share that with you and for other members, that there's a pretty significant number of folks who are representing the state of Alaska who have a background in commercial fishing primary and not subsistence use or personal use. And I think that it draws a little bit of concern. But just wanted to voice that to you. I appreciate hearing from you before, and I appreciate you being in here in Juneau when the Fisheries Committee took up your confirmation. So.
Thank you, Representative Kawasaki. I appreciate your concerns as well, and far be it from me to ever suggest that the what the governor would want to do in this situation, but I think you hit it on the head. We're not picked with regard to geographical area. We represent the whole state. When I had to deal with some Southeast issues, I was unfamiliar with the Southeast issues, and it really wasn't the board members that helped me out in the Southeast issues. It was the advisory committees. I'm expecting that there'll be advisory committees from north of Wasilla in the Fairbanks area, the Tanana area. I'm looking forward to hearing from the advisory committees, and although I do share your concern, I think that is something that at least from a perception point of view, people might worry about. I don't have a commercial background or a sport fishing background that would tend to target me or label me as a commercial guy or a sport fish guy, because I just never have developed that. And I look at my job as representing equally Fairbanks as I do Anchorage. Just because I live in Anchorage doesn't mean I'm not interested as just equally as much in the resources and the users groups in Fairbanks and in the northern part of the state.
Thank you, Mr. Johnstone. And I'm glad to hear that you brought up the advisory committees, the local advisory committees, and your desire to listen to their needs is what they have to offer with literally hundreds of years of combined experience in specific areas of the state regarding the management of fish and game, and their suggestions in it. I'm glad to hear that you take their recommendations very seriously. We did have one more question from Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And getting away from the contentious issue, maybe, of salmon allocation. You talked about allocation and conservation, and I'm wondering, what I'd like to do is talk just very briefly about the state water Pacific cod fishery that was established a decade or so ago, with establishing gear that had extremely low bycatch rates, and the rates of catch would be manageable with that was pots and jigs and a 40 pot limit in most areas. However, at the time, the board did not put on a size limit on those pots, so they grew from, 6-by pots to 10-foot square pots and all. And so I'm wondering if those kind of fisheries that were intended to be a long-duration, slower manageable fishery become a much quicker derby-style fishery. What is kind of your bent? Would you look at controlling the number of pots or the size of the pots so that you slowed down the fishery that way, or would you tend to lean towards looking at restricting the number of people or the number of people, or would you look at the amount of gear in that kind of a situation?
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I need to recognize that we have been joined by Representative Edgman here. Certainly, fisheries are very important to this one. So, for the record, go ahead.
That's an interesting question. I know the governor has expressed a desire to increase the number of participants in the fishery by using smaller vessels, and we did adopt a regulation in the Aleutians this last December in a telephonic conference to limit vessel size and lengthen the season. At that time, that sounded like a good idea to me to allow more participation and slow it down a little bit. the means and methods, certainly the larger the pot gear, the more gear in the water is going to speed up the fishery. And the tendency I've had so far with very limited knowledge of the fishery and being relatively new to it when I was asked to make a decision was to slow it down by sizing down the vessel and allow more participation, particularly by the local participants. I think it's a little more manageable by the department that way, too. A derby fishery is not healthy for, at least it has proved not to be healthy in other fisheries. And by slowing it down, I think you end up with a better product at the end of the day, too.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. And Mr. Johnstone and for other members who are testifying, if we could keep our answers a little more direct and succinct, we have a lot of people today who are signed up to testify or want to make comments. I want to make sure everybody has that opportunity, so make sure we try and keep our questions distinct and as close as we can to the issue. Any more questions for Mr. Johnstone from the committee? We do have some members who would like to testify on behalf of, or one way or another, or talk about Mr. Johnstone off net. We're going to jump to them real quick, and then we'll go to the next person on our list. Reuben Hanke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thanks for your time today. We appreciate you guys being able to accommodate our needs as we're at the sports fish show in Anchorage here in the back room. So we appreciate that. And I'd just like to voice my support for Carl Johnstone for the Board of Fisheries. I've attended a couple of the meetings that Carl has participated in here recently down in Sitka and in Anchorage. And Mr. Johnstone has been very willing to work with the public. He's very approachable. He makes himself available for people in the public, which is very important in the Board of Fish process. And he's doing a very good job, and we think he's going to make a great board member. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Reuben. Any questions? Monty Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Monty Roberts. I'm president of the Kenai River Professional Guide Association. We'd like to go on record supporting Carl Johnstone's appointment to the board. We feel like he's a valuable, balanced, unbiased opinion. That's what we need. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Any questions? Joe Connors.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Joe Connors here. I live in Sterling. I'm a lodge owner down there. And I think I'm also in support of Carl Johnstone. He's demonstrated already his willingness to spend the time and make the effort. And additionally, he's also demonstrated his ability to come to grasp with some very complicated issues at times. So again, this would be a tremendous benefit to the state of Alaska, and I endorse it.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in Anchorage, John, or on behalf of Mr. Johnstone?
Yes, this is Ricky Geese. I'm the executive director of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. We support the nomination and confirmation of Judge Carl Johnstone. I've also attended a couple of the Board of Fisheries meetings where he was as a member of the Board of Fisheries. What I was impressed with was his ability to synthesize a lot of information. Sometimes Board of Fisheries members have to sift through 5,000 to 10,000 pages and documents of information. These are complex subjects. Carl Johnstone has shown the ability to read a bunch of information, synthesize it, ask pertinent questions to the ADF&G staff there. He's also been, what I've been impressed with, is very approachable to the public. He seeks out information from the local AC members and also other members of the public. He really truly is has the resource at heart first off, and then looks towards allocative issues in on the second basis there. And I do believe that he has all Alaskans in mind when he does make allocative decisions. For those reasons, we think he is very well qualified to serve on the Board of Fisheries, and he has our wholehearted endorsement.
Thank you, Mr. Geese. Anybody else in Anchorage? Okay, we do have somebody in Kodiak, Mel Morris. Would you like to, since you'd like to speak concerning Mr. Johnstone?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you, members of the committee. I'm Mel Morris in Kodiak, and also a member of the Board of Fishery, and I would like to speak in favor of nomination and confirmation of Carl Johnstone. As he said, he's attended or participated in three board meetings, which I've also participated in, and a teleconference concerning the ADAC ground fishery. The thing that's especially impressive to me is his preparation for the meetings. He comes with well-prepared, and where he may not know what each issue stands for, he's not afraid to ask questions, and he gets a lot out of talking to the public as well. I've seen, as other people have, that extremely approachable, very knowledgeable, willing to listen, and I think you'll make a great board member as well, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. Any questions for Mr. Morris? Okay, seeing none. Is there anybody else who would like to speak concerning Mr. Johnstone, OFFNET, or in the audience? We do have one in the audience, Mr. Bob Thornston. Come on up, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Bob Thorstenson. I'm a 33-year commercial fisherman, and I've been sport fishing for 34 years. I rise to speak in support of this confirmation and appointment. Although I've had some issues and differences with Mr. Johnstone when he came down to Southeast with regards to herring, I believe over the course of the meeting at Sitka, he gathered a lot of information and assimilated it and learned a lot, and I think we've come to a lot more closer ground. In the governor's infinite wisdom to have, I can't believe she got two people so closely named together with the Johnstone and Johnson. But, you know, we really believe that the symmetry this provides, that you have Mr. Johnstone, who replaced what was a commercial fisherman seat, which is a commercial fishing tender, Jeremiah Campbell. It is very fitting that since Mr. Johnstone isn't in the commercial fishing arena, that the other Johnson is. Now the only thing is, between Mr. Johnstone and Johnson, the two of you have to draw straws and decide which one's going to either move to Bethel, Nome, or Fairbanks to give a little more geographic balance. I just want to make sure that we support Mr. Johnstone, and we support him as part of the package of two that's going to be coming across to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Any question? Thank you, Bob. Anybody else would like to speak concerning Judge Carl Johnstone? Representative Wilson?
Are you ready for a motion?
Yes. We'd have some more members online. Did anybody else online want to talk to the committee about Mr. Johnstone?
Chairman, this is the Kenai LIO, and I have a participant here.
Okay. Paul Stradura, did you want to talk about Mr. Johnstone?
Yes, thank you, Chairman Newman. Good afternoon, members of the House Resources Committee. My name is Paul Stradura. I'm the Executive Director for the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association. KPFA is a nonprofit 501c association. We are the largest set net representation group in the Cook Inlet area. There are approximately 745 set net permit fishing families within our South Central region. Our association has been a voice for the commercial fisheries for over 50 years. Today we'd like to offer our advisement for confirmation of board member Carl Johnstone. Each board member is appointed on the basis of interest in public affairs, good judgment, knowledge, providing diversity of interests and points of view. In addition, they shall be appointed without regard to a political affiliation or geographical location. Mr. Johnstone has been a limited entry permit holder for about 10 years. This would include salmon set net, herring row, salmon drift, in areas such as Bristol Bay, Southeast, Prince William Sound, and Cook Inlet. We have observed Judge Johnstone in action in the last few Board of Fish meetings. We find his inquisitive nature as refreshing and positive in giving all interests a fair and impartial decisions on matters before the board. We have a high hope that in the future, Mr. Johnstone will continue to seek the truth and will not polarize the users with his decisions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions for Paul? We do have some folks in Ketchikan and Sitka. Did you want to speak to the committee concerning Mr. Johnstone? Anybody in Sitka?
Yes, Mr. Newman. Okay. This is Sitka. Good afternoon, Chairman Newman and committee members. My name is Teresa Weiser. I'm president of the Sitka Charter Boat Operators Association and also a lodge owner for 20 years in Sitka. Speaking today, we are in support of Mr. Carl Johnstone's nomination and confirmation to the Board of Fisheries. He is very concerned about sustainability of the resource as well as maintaining a fair and balanced approach when making decisions that affect the public. He makes himself available to the public and goes above and beyond to understand the different points of views presented, and he is fair and impartial. Mr. Johnstone is very articulate, and with his legal background, he really follows the letter of the law in the prosecution of his duties. And he's a personable fellow to talk with and very approachable. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to speak today and encourage you to vote in favor of Mr. Johnstone's confirmation.
Thank you, Teresa. John Belcher, would you like to testify too?
Yes. Good afternoon, Chairman Newman and committee members. Thank you very much for the opportunity to hear my testimony. My name is John Belcher from Sitka, Alaska, where I'm both a commercial fisherman and a charter boat captain. I support Mr. Johnstone's candidacy to the Board of Fish because I believe Mr. Carl Johnstone would do an excellent job as a Board of Fish member based on his legal background experience and diligent work on researching and informing himself about the issues on which he may be at hand to allow him to make a fair and unbiased decision. I encourage you to vote in favor of his confirmation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Is there anybody else in Sitka? Hearing none. Ketchikan LIO?
Yes.
Jeff?
My name is Jeff Wedekind. Mr. Chair, Mr. Committee, thanks for the committee, thanks for the opportunity to speak here today. Again, my name is Jeff Wedekind. I represent the Ketchikan Guided Sport Fish Association. I was at the Board of Fish meetings in Sitka and had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Johnstone. And as an organization, we support his nomination to the board. Mr. Johnstone has shown that he will take the time to research and become well informed on all issues before making critical decisions. He demonstrated commitment to sustainability and conservation, and he acted fairly and impartially on allocation issues, and because of his legal background, he did add a great sense of credibility to the process.
Thank you, Jeff. Any questions? Okay. Is there anybody else, either off-net or in the audience? We do have John Jensen from Juneau.
Yeah, Chairman Newman, this is John Jensen, Chairman of the Board of Fisheries. I'm actually from Petersburg, and I'm calling in from Anchorage. I'm attending a meeting up here right now, and I just wanted to call in and support of Carl Johnstone for Board of Fish. He's been a delight to work with. He studies and understands the material before the meetings, so he's prepared. He works well with the process. He's got a lot of practice in that, and he's figuring out our process really well and really quickly. Understands the issues well and deals with them in a non-biased way, and supports for sustainability of the resource. And I'll echo the comments from the other folks that have called in support of them too. They're all right on. So I'm calling with support. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, John. And John, you're the chair of the Board of Fish. That's fine. We just got somebody new here. Juneau, John Blair.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm John Blair, Executive Director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization in Sitka. I'm speaking today in support of Mr. Carl Johnstone's candidacy. While my direct experience seeing him in action is limited to the last two Board of Fisheries meetings in Sitka and Anchorage, I've observed the following. Number one, has made a concentrated effort to be well-informed on the various proposals, including his own personal research and analysis well beyond that provided by staff. Number two, during public testimony and committee discussions, he's made an extraordinary outreach to understand differing points of view, which is incredibly important. Number three, he's demonstrated a commitment to the sustainability of our fisheries resources through his actions. And finally, because of his extensive legal background, Mr. Johnstone follows the letter of the law in prosecution of his duties. I encourage you to vote in favor of his confirmation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. And now, is there anybody else off net that would like to testify in any of the LIOs that we have not been able to hear yet? Anybody in the audience? Okay, hearing and seeing none. Boy, I tell you, that's a gentleman who's attracted a lot of attention from a lot of different user groups. And the part that I like is they've taken the time to come testify on his behalf. That really sends me a signal about the type of character this gentleman. Representative Wilson.
I move that the committee forward the name of Carl Johnstone to the position of a Board of Fish member to the joint session of the legislature for consideration.
Seeing no objection, so move. Okay. Next on our list is Cliff Judkins, and Cliff's applying for a position. Reapplying for a position on the Board of Game. Cliff, can you introduce yourself to the committee?
Certainly will, Mr. Newman. My name is Cliff Judkins. I live in Wasilla. I came to Alaska in 1962 after graduating from college with a degree in wildlife management. I served as the director of the old Greater Anchorage Borough's Department of Environmental Quality until 1974. I moved down to Moose Pass and built Crown Point Lodge, operated the lodge there for until 86, and I left it. I purchased Wasilla Mini Storage here in the valley in 86 or in 88, and I retired from that, I thought, in 98, and 2 years later I started a building inspection and energy rating company, and I've been busy with it ever since. I was first appointed to the Board of Game in 2003. I'd been serving as the chair of the Matt Valley Fishing Game Advisory Committee for a couple of years and got called to serve on the board, and I was reappointed in 06, and now I've been reappointed again. So I'm here before you, and with 6 years on the board on behind me and willing to volunteer for three more, I don't know what that means, but here I am.
Thank you, Mr. Judkins. Do we have any questions for Mr. Judkins? Do we have anybody off net or in the audience that would like to testify on behalf of Mr. Judkins? Hearing and seeing none, Representative Wilson.
Okay, I move that the committee forward the name of Cliff Judkins to the position of a Board of Game member to a joint session of the legislature for consideration.
Seeing no objection, so moved. Next, we will go to Teresa Sager-Albau. Teresa, can you introduce yourself to the committee?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Teresa Sager-Albaugh. I live in the Mentasta Pass area. I've been a resident of Alaska since I was born, originally from Fairbanks, moved to this area in 1984. I am an avid hunter and fisher and trapper, and I believe that I have been given an opportunity to represent the average Alaskan's interests on the Board of Game, and I appreciate your consideration of my appointment, and I'd be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Any questions from the committee? Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe in the past, Sager, that did you support at one time the Denali State Park being able to do aerial predator control in parts of the Denali State Park? And can you give us the background on your decision?
Did you hear the question?
I'm certainly not as a Board of Game member. Is that what you're referring to?
I believe and this my information is wrong, but as a Board of Game member, I believe you were the only member that voted to approve aerial predator control in parts of Denali State Park. And I just wanted to get the background behind your decision and what the information you can provide us for that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I do recall that measure, and yes, I did. There was a predator control plan that came before the board that included a portion of, or I think it was an amendment. Anyway, it included a small portion of Denali State Park. The reason that I supported that was because it allowed fixed-wing pilots to land in an area that that basically had good landing opportunity, and without that, without having that portion included, it makes the landing opportunity in the area very difficult, almost nil. And so I felt that there would be diminishment of the effectiveness of the program if that was not included.
Bob, President.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And that is when you said that if what's not included, if helicopters weren't included, is that what you meant?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that clearly.
You said that you thought that the plan would be diminished if airplanes, fixed-winged airplanes, couldn't land under certain circumstances. So was that the reason for supporting the helicopters' use in the predator control?
No, helicopter use was a separate question.
And may I, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
And how was your view, what was your view on the ability to use helicopters in Denali State Park for the same purpose?
I don't recall that use of helicopters in Denali State Park was one of the proposals before the board. You'll have to forgive me because we had 247 proposals to act on in 8 days, but I don't think those two were connected, if I remember correctly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate it.
Representative Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, Teresa, for being online to answer a couple questions. I just have a question. Up kind of your neck of the woods in 20A, there's been some discussion about cow and calf hunts. I just kind of wanted to hear your personal opinion on those.
I know that the cow and calf hunts have been controversial in Unit 20A, and I know that the advisory committees in the area have made a great attempt on many occasions through many meetings over the course of several years to refine and deal with problems that have cropped up with the antlerless moose hunts. And I think that the most recent action by the board was a very good compromise and effort on the part of the department and the advisory committees. They worked toward a solution that could be supported by the four ACs that were involved, and ultimately those provisions were adopted by the board.
So I was just asking your personal opinion on that. Where you sort of stood on it.
I personally don't have a problem with antlerless hunts as long as they as long as they're part of a management plan that is proven effective and that is not going to certainly not going to diminish the prey population, and I think it does diminish the prey population, but the point of that was to make sure that the habitat could support the moose that were in the area. And in a case like that, when that's what the management program is directed at, I am supportive.
One more question.
Go ahead.
One more question. I'm sure you've seen the Fairbanks paper regarding the issue of wood bison, introduction of wood bison up just in the Doyon area. I was wondering if you had an opinion on that.
I generally am supportive of the introduction of wood bison in the Doyon area.
Generally, I guess, could you qualify that? I guess what would make you not supportive of that particular issue?
Representative Kawasaki, I guess there would have to be some evidence presented that would indicate a clear problem with problem with the habitat being able to sustain the animals, or some other issue that would, diminish or be a problem for other wildlife populations in the area.
Okay, thank you.
I think there's a particular clause in federal government too, Representative Kawasaki, that the department's trying to ensure that that particular introduction is, it drops under that, so that they have that protection as far as being listed as endangered. And if you want to talk to the department on that, I would encourage you to do so. Any other questions? Thank you. Any other questions or comments from off-net or in the audience? Hearing and seeing none, Representative Wilson.
I move that the committee forward the name of Teresa Sager Albaugh to the position of the Board of Game member to a joint session of the legislature.
Hearing no objection, so done. Now we're going to go to Stanley Stosh Hoffman from Bethel, I believe. Stosh, are you available?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. My name is Stanley Hoffman, Jr. Most people know me as Stosh Hoffman. I'm a Yupik Eskimo. I was born in Bethel in 1970, and I moved to McGrath in 1974 and stayed there throughout until I graduated high school. Moved to Anchorage in 89 to 91, and then I moved to Bethel 91, and I'm still here. While being in Bethel, I was employed by the family business, for which we hauled bulk fuel. I did that for 5 years, and then I moved to the city of Bethel for approximately 5 years, where I did various duties for them, and now I'm with Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation. I've been with them for 3 years. And also in Bethel, I manage and own several small businesses.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Any questions for Mr. Hoffman? Anybody who would like to comment off-net or in the audience? Hearing and seeing none, Representative Wilson.
Okay, I move that the committee forward the name of Stanley Hoffman, Jr., known as Stosh, to the position of a board and game member to a joint session of the legislature for confirmation.
Seeing no objection, so done. That's it for today. I'd like to thank all members for participating, and we are adjourned at 2 o'clock.